Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 97. I'm your host, SBJ.
And I'm Micah. And we almost, if Capcom would have just pushed this announcement back 2 or 3 more weeks, we would have been able to talk about all this exciting stuff on episode 100.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is. Yeah, that would have been really, that timing would have been perfect, but.
Come on, Capcom.
Here we are. We're a day late on the podcast, except are you actually late if you tell people?
You're late?
You're late?
I think it still makes you late.
Oh, okay.
It just makes you responsibly late.
I guess, I mean, we could have recorded, but that would have been like, hey, they're announcing something. Do you want to wait one day to hear our thoughts? Or do you want to wait 8 days, 6 days, 7, whatever?
Yeah, it was just easier to just wait.
Yeah, and there's
cover the actual news.
There's a lot to talk about. Haven't seen it or didn't hear about it. They showed about, what was it, like 15 minutes worth of footage for Iceborne?
Was it 15 minutes?
It was like a trailer, and then they kind of like...
I don't even recall how long this was.
I think it was about... It was a trailer. Well, there was some weird PlayStation of Play that happened yesterday, which was like Monster Hunter, a new PlayStation 4, not a PlayStation 4 Pro, and then Final Fantasy. That was like the three things they announced.
And Medieval Remake.
Oh.
Can't forget that, because that's actually exciting. Yeah, this is like, PlayStation's been doing this, I think maybe this is their like second or third one. They're basically just adopting the Nintendo Direct approach of like, here's our news in a short video format that we stream to you. Which, I think, honestly, everybody should do that.
That's good.
I think that's a really good way to do it. It's a good method. But yeah, they opened this. It's called State of Play. They opened it with
bad name.
Iceborne, which I wasn't prepared for.
And then after the State of Play, on the Monster Hunter Twitch and also on Periscope, well, there was I had the Periscope feed open for a hot like 2 minutes, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I watching this on Periscope? We switched to Twitch.
Why Periscope?
I don't know. I think Sox tweeted it and I clicked it and I was like, oh, cool. This is Periscope. Why? How did I get here?
Interesting. I don't think I've seen Periscope since really it came out and it was all the craze.
They had, they showed the trailer again. Then they went through a couple of changes and talked about Iceborne for a bit, went through some monsters, some weapon changes, some other stuff we'll talk about here. And then they ended with the trailer again. The trailer had like a super minor difference, like a super, super minor difference when they showed it again the second time.
Yeah.
So we'll get to all of that. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you can go to monsterhunter.com or monsterhunterworld.com. I actually think they're the same website or YouTube or whatever. Like, it's very easy to find the video stuff for it. You've probably seen it by now, but if you haven't, maybe you don't like videos. Maybe you your ears only work and your eyes do not. We're going to go through everything here. I have the official press release that Capcom sent me.
Yeah.
This is all about Iceborne and with the official release date for PS4 and Xbox One on September 6, 2019. PC, aka the Steam release, will be, quote, this winter.
TM. This winter TM.
Winter, is this where I make the winter is coming joke, or is that over now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Winter's over.
Oh, winter's over. All right, never mind. If you didn't know, this genre is an action RPG, number 1 to 4 players in both digital and physical format. Okay, so we have gameplay overview. Monster Hunter World Iceborne is the highly anticipated massive expansion, to Monster Hunter World, the best-selling Capcom title of all time, with more than 12 million units shipped worldwide, adding to the series' total of more than 53 million units to date. This gargantuan follow-up rival.
Do you get it? It's monster joke, gargantuan.
Oh, all right. I was more impressed I said it right the first time and didn't stumble
on
it.
I'm actually impressed too.
Rivals the gameplay volume from the original release and features a new icy setting, storylines, monsters, gameplay options, and more. The game's all-new story picks up after Monster Hunter World and whisks the hunters away to a newly discovered chilly locale that, once fully explored, will become the largest region in world so far. The new locale? Chili locale, yeah.
We're going to Chili's?
Yes, we're going to get ourselves I don't know a single item off Chili's menu.
I don't know, fries.
Sure.
That's it.
This new locale is home to several new and returning monsters ready to challenge hunters through their expeditions and raises the stakes with the added higher difficulty master rank, which we've heard that term before. Iceborne continues the skill-based progression and robust crafting system found in World, and expands that on several new gameplay features that broadens the player's combat repertoire. All this leads into a new multiplayer hub where you can join... No, it doesn't say that at all. All this leads to the new ultimate hunter test against the mysterious flagship monster, Vel'Koz. Deep down, I just want that multiplayer stuff.
Vel'Koz.
I saw this before we go through the features. There's a bunch of bullet points here. Let's start with Vel'Koz. Let's start there.
Sure. Sure.
This is the flagship monster. It's the monster on the box if you decide to buy a physical version. And it is, I guess, the Nirgigante or the Rathalos, which has been on boxes before. But this is, like, probably not the final monster. This is probably like the...
Probably not.
There's probably a bigger thing, right?
Maybe something that we've already seen promotion for, maybe? I don't know.
Have we seen a...
That's just speculation.
...bigger monster to fight?
Oh, they did a lot of Fatalis promotion throughout the last couple months, but...
The final monster.
That's just speculation.
The final monster is the monkeys in the hot spring.
That's right.
They turn into...
You would never guess it.
They turn into Rajang or whatever that thing's name is.
Rajang?
Rajang, that's
oh,
it.
Oh, no, I didn't even think of that. The monkeys in the hot spring.
Isn't Rajang, like... I think you fight him in the forest, but don't you also fight him on top of the snowy mountain Ultimate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Man, that monkey sucks.
Yeah.
I want to fight him, though.
Man, what if they just brought back Rajang? I'd be into it.
Vel'Koz, though. What are our thoughts here?
It looks awesome. It's a big ice dragon. It's covered in ice. Its wings are ice. Or, you know, who knows? Crystal. Maybe it's crystal.
I think it's ice.
Yeah, I think it's ice too. It looks cool. I don't know. It's a good looking elder dragon. It's a very frigid looking beast.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I would like to see it move around, but I don't know
like attack patterns or.
Yeah, I don't think anything's gonna really top Nirgigante for. Intimidation factor, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This thing is looking real sharp. Like, it looks like it hurts a lot. I mean, Nirgigante is very sharp, too. But
spiky boy.
This is, like, pin needle sharp, you know? like right through you.
Yeah. If you did not see the trailer, it opens with a new monster that is not an elder dragon called Banboro.
Yes.
Which is like a Baroth, but in deer form, I would say.
I wrote in my notes, big moose T-Rex.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
That's what it looks like.
I really like I really liked in the trailer when they showed the close-up of its face with the detail in it. It looked very... the word I would use is stoic.
Okay. I don't know that I saw it. I don't know that I saw it close enough to say stoic, but I believe you.
I mean, I also feel like deer slash moose are pretty stoic creatures.
Yeah, sure. Oh, man, there's a lot of things when you Google Bonboro that are
not Monster Hunter related?
No, it's a lot of anime.
Oh.
I don't know what anime this is from, but...
Bambora is a payment solution for your business, easy and fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's got kind of like a stoic face, I guess. I don't know. It comes across almost like kind of Norse sculpture, which actually makes sense because I think that based on the... I went back after we saw these new monsters and I looked at the original teaser image that we got that showed the hunters lined up with their armor and weapons, if you recall.
Yeah, I think I have that picture here somewhere.
And there was that one set that looked like a Viking. It was like a big antlers.
Oh, I don't
on
think
the
I
helmet
and like that a one.
Braided beard. I'm certain that that's a Bonboro set. It's got to be. It has to be.
I have a good picture of a dude wearing like a snakeskin cowboy hat and cowboy outfit with a like what looks to be a Gatling gun coming off of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, next to that guy in that image is the Viking boy.
Oh, I don't see that. Are your guys looking at Valhalla? Hana?
Oh no, I'm.
Oh,
referring,
oh,
like,
I see what image you're looking at now. Okay, got
referring
it.
To the original teaser image. Yeah,
I see. Okay, so I have a high res image of here of two hunters looking at ice dragon, and no antlers.
Gotcha.
Key art, Monster Hunter keyart.png is what I was looking at.
Keyart.png.
Yeah. Key
just
underscore
Google
art.
It.
Yeah, Bonboro looks cool. They also in the so after the trailer they kind of break down some of these new monsters and returning monsters that we'll get to, but they talk about how it's not normally like a super aggressive creature, and they worked really hard on making non-attack characteristics, which you know we've seen before with like Kule Lakul and other monsters just roaming and doing their things, and they show it like sunbathing, and they show it like dipping in the hot springs and stuff. So
sure.
I would assume this is one of the monsters. If you don't attack them, they probably won't attack you. Just like
I don't know. It did say that it has a tendency to fight, like pick fights with other monsters in the locale.
Oh,
I
wrote
big moose T-Rex with bagel syndrome. Because that was the best way that I could quickly note to myself. Yeah, they said it picks fights with other monsters in the locale. So I'm sure it's aggressive to some degree. It's a brute wyvern. I'm sure it's aggressive to some degree. I just don't know. You know, maybe we're small enough and insignificant enough that it ignores us until we start swinging giant hammers or greatswords. Or switch axes.
Yeah.
All over its body.
Speaking of other aggressive monsters, another new monster they showed was Beotodus. I think I'm actually saying these right.
I think so. World first.
World's first, which is the lava sloth of the snow. Lavasioth.
Yeah.
As you can currently hunt, I believe, in the spring event right now.
I wrote in my notes, mini Zamtrios, basically, but it doesn't get fat.
Oh, yeah. See, when they first showed, like, a shark, I was like, they already did this. They already did Snow Shark.
Yeah. But it's not the original Snow Shark.
It is a...
It's a new Snow Shark.
It is a new Snow Shark, that's true. I don't know. I you know, to be honest, out of all the monsters they showed, I could take or leave this one. I like T-Rex deer way better. I like some other stuff way better. I think
T-Rex deer.
I think this is fine. But I didn't really have a strong connection with it. I didn't like jump out of my seat being like, I didn't like second look, right? When sure. they showed Banbaro, I was like, oh, I want to see this again. But for this one, I was like, oh yeah, okay, it's just a snow Plesioth.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a snow shark. I'm a big fan of the concept of like a shark swimming in snow. So I think it's neat. I think it's a cool monster. I think it's like a nod to Zamtrios too, like without actually bringing Zamtrios back. I don't know. It's cool though. It's a monster. I mean, you're right. It's not like it's not as exciting as like Velcana or Banbaro, but it's a new monster. It's always, at least to some degree, exciting to see something new. They made a big point in talking about how, like, when they were showing this specific monster, how the hunter, how the snow is so deep, this is intended to give the impression of, like, this thing is swimming below the surface of the snow to show you how deep the snow it really is.
Mm.
Which is kind of a neat concept.
The three big ones they showed, Velcana, Beatotis, and Banbaro, one of those
Banbaro.
Two. Banbaro. I think that, yeah.
Banbaro.
I already forgot. 20 minutes in the show, I completely forgot. But the important news here, they finally, returning monster, finally, people have been waiting for years, but Popo is back.
It's back. The Popo's back. I'm so excited.
They're walking around. You
they
can
got
pet
tusks.
Them. Oh my goodness.
They got
goodness.
New renders. They're in their packs.
They're moving and grooving.
It's great.
And that's our show. Thank you guys for hanging out today.
It's been a pleasure.
Wish they showed more, but that was it. Popo's back.
We'll be back next week with more Popo coverage.
Finally. They showed Nargacuga.
They did. I mean, we kind of knew this was coming, though. Like, if you've been following up to this point, they gave us the, like, red eyes and the roar for Nargacuga after, like, at the end of the teaser, the, like, first teaser they did. So we knew this was, like, kind of coming, but it's official now. That's the, like, it's really, really official, and we get to see it in its beautiful new renders.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does look good.
I think Nargacuga's fine. I have seen people very excited about this and very hyped about this, and maybe it's because, I don't know, maybe it's because my first game was 3 Ultimate, but I, like, Nargacuga didn't really, hasn't really, like, particularly stand out to me. Like, I wonder if that, like, monster is like a time and place for specific people.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there are multiple factors for me, I guess. Like, just enjoying fighting Nargacuga, but also Nargacuga was like a big part of stories. And I love that game.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I
But also, it's just, like, it's one of those monsters that you're like, I'm still gonna kill you or trap you, but dang, you're real cute. What a cute cat thing. Cute cat beast. I'm really sorry, I need your parts.
Yeah, and for the record, I know that Nargacuga wasn't 3 Ultimate. It's just, for me, I don't think I fought it a lot. I think I only fought it for once or twice. I think my, like, white whale or the monster that gave me the most trouble was like Zinogre.
Okay.
And so maybe if like you replace Nargacuga with Zinogre, I would have like that same like, oh my gosh, it's happening excitement.
Who knows? Make it a Zinogre in Iceborne.
Zinogre is really cool.
We'll see. I think Nargacuga is just generally a fun fight too, though. I think that's kind of part of what has made it like a fan favorite. It's a fun fight. The gear's pretty sweet.
The music was good. That was like the first
cool
time
monster.
I recognized, like, I was like, oh, like, whoa, this music's like very different.
Yeah. It's just trying to live its bat kitty life. What, you know, what, just living. It's also a cool design. I don't know, from a like creature design perspective, I really like Nargacuga. It's kind of like a I don't know. It's just like a good general concept monster. As you can tell, I have a whole lot to say about this. None of it really that specific.
Some features here off the press release, now that we've gotten the monsters out of the way. I think we got them all right. I didn't miss anything. Deer, ice fish,
Popo, ice dragon, most importantly.
Hobo, cat bat. I think we got them all.
We did it. Nope. Wait. Oh, we talked about the hot spring monkeys.
Yeah. We talked about the very cool and very cute hot spring monkeys.
Gotta hit all the important points.
Yes. Okay. So some more points here. This is off the press release. Features: massive volume of content. Iceborne builds on every aspect of world with a wealth of new challenges and new surprises. New story introduces the Hoarfrost Reach locale. Picking up the plot from World, hunters will now travel to a snow-covered terrain, which progressively expands with the story, eventually becoming the largest region in World so far. Returning and new monsters. The new locale is home to brand new frigid climate foes, as well as returning fan favorites joining the Monster Hunter World lineup. Leading the pack is the new flagship monster, Valkana, an elder dragon with powerful ice attacks that is a pervasive threat in the new story. Master rank difficulty option, a brand new quest tier above high rank that makes new and existing monsters more ferocious than ever. I'll stop here and just say real quick that when they were talking about the introduction of master rank, they did say the words, some old veteran Monster Hunter players may know this as G rank.
It's G rank, baby.
Just in case there was like any like confusion or something, or maybe like, I know there could be that slight thought process of like, oh, is G rank still coming? Is master rank a step in between? Or like, where's G rank? Or what is this? They pretty much said G rank is this.
This is it. This is the new G rank.
Funny, because for the long time, you were very adamant that they were going to change the words G rank. And I was like, I don't know. Like, G rank is like, that's everyone. Every old Monster Hunter person knows G rank.
See, that's the problem, though. Every old Monster Hunter person knows G rank, but millions of people have been playing this since that haven't played before, I think. So I think it makes sense to change it at this point. It makes sense to generalize it a little bit more.
The next bullet point here is added gameplay mechanics deepen combat. Options for the Slinger tool have been added, including a clutch claw grapple move and a flinch shot that stuns monsters. With the ability to use the Slinger while the main weapon is drawn, new strategies and opportunities are available for combat. We'll come back to this. Expanded weapon options. Each of the 14 weapon types will get new combos and new elements, offering new depth to master and new gear and items to craft. Added monsters means hunters will have new materials from which to craft equipment as they take on new quests and challenges throughout the Hoarfrost Reach.
Hoarfrost Reach. What a name.
Biggest region? Area?
Yes. Are you stating that, or are you saying that's from the?
Do we have any other comments for that before we move on? It's bigger.
I mean, it makes sense that it's gonna be the biggest. I think because if it's a large portion of the game in the form of an expansion, then that area, and it's one area, that one area is probably going to be bigger than all of the individual areas that make up the larger continent of the new world.
Oh, wait, we should probably talk about this before we go on, and this has to do with, you know, this being the biggest world. This expansion is $40.
Yes.
So we're getting you would believe more content than the original for $40 if the world is bigger. I guess bigger world doesn't necessarily mean
more content than the original. I would guess probably like close to,
right? Because like a bigger,
I don't think it would be more at all, but
like a, well, I mean, if they're redoing every monster or adding what is it called, like new moves and patterns to all the monsters.
Oh, sure. Well, to the monsters that are involved in,
I would assume all the monsters are involved in master rank, though.
Yeah, G rank. Yeah, but, it's hard to say at this point because we got a lot of information, but we didn't get a lot of like detailed information. So I would imagine that's probably the case too. I don't know that like reworking attack patterns slightly will make it like it will make it a difference in difficulty for relearning those monsters and the taking on those difficulties to beat them in master rank, but I don't know how much of this is like adding to how big and how much content there is, other than just that like there's new versions of the same fights that you can do, but they're in a new area, if that makes sense.
Well, if you said also, we saw Nargacuga in both the ice area and then we saw it in the ancient forest.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Yeah. There's also there's story mode stuff too, which I'm assuming is going to be probably pretty extensive.
Yeah, picking up the plot from World, hunters will travel to snow-covered and which will expand snow-covered terrain, which will expand with the story.
Like an immediate sequel, basically.
As they say, massive expansion.
Massive expansion. Following immediately after the... I think they said... Didn't they say immediately after the events
story
of World?
Yes.
Yeah, who knows how like how much that story is going to be? Like, how extensive it's going to be? I would imagine, if I had to guess, like, thinking about where the game picked up from the point of high rank on, I would say probably maybe somewhere in that ballpark as far as length goes.
Can't remember how long it took me to beat the story because I skipped through a lot. I mean, like, I did it, but I also didn't, like, pay attention to the story beats.
Yeah, once you get to high rank, it kind of, like, that's where it kind of crescendos. I think that progression feels like maybe that would be a good length for an expansion to make it worth the like $40 in addition to all of the other things that are coming with it. But
well, that's why I like brought up, like, I don't, well, like, obviously no one knows besides Capcom if Iceborne is bigger, quote, than the original. Obviously, the original has to exist to like provide those tools and those places and those monsters. But then the I guess I should have rephrased the question to like, is $40 and the promise of this region being bigger than the first region like a good selling point? I think so personally, but I feel like I'm also biased because I run a Monster Hunter podcast with you.
I mean, just thinking generally about like when I heard the $40, I was like, oh, I thought maybe 30. That's maybe like 10 bucks more than I thought it was going to be. But I think that historically $40, as long as the content is good, I think $40 is kind of like a general price point for expansions in this modern era of video games. Also, I mean, I don't know. Again, this is possibly perceived as bias because we're doing this show and both obviously very much like Monster Hunter, but I am not concerned about the amount of content that will be provided for that $40 price tag, given how much content we were provided for a $60 price tag, which was far and above a lot of other $60 experiences. I would say the majority of $60 experiences in this day and age. They do a very good job of providing a lot of content for the price point that you pay.
Yeah, yeah. And
so
they,
I'm not worried.
They did the smart thing too, which is like I was putting both Iceborne and World together and selling a $60 physical version of that.
Yes.
Which will go on the store shelves. And there's a lot of power to being on a store shelf. Case in point, Fortnite is on store shelves. And you'd be like, well, that's dumb. You just can go to Steam and or the Epic Store. I don't know where you get Fortnite, Epic Store. And then you download it for free. Or the App Store, the iOS App Store, and download it for free. But like, if your kid or kids are asking for Fortnite and you don't know anything about it, and you walk into Target and you see it on the shelf and you buy it, and you can wrap that as a present and give it to a kid, there's something to be said there. Like, just that, just seeing it on a shelf walking through a Target or a Walmart is pretty powerful, because now it's in your mind.
It's also, I mean, it's, you know, impulse buys. Or for parents, too, like parents who don't know how to set up the Epic, download and install the Epic Store, and then download and install specifically Fortnite. They can just go to Walmart and buy it. Makes it way easier for people who have less interest in going through jumping through the hoops of having to purchase digitally and install and everything that goes with that.
Yeah, and I think like if you have friends who have not played World or maybe we're on the fence, one thing, there's a demo, right? Or not a demo, I guess, a free trial of World going on right now until the 21st on the PlayStation Store. So you can download it. Your friends can download it. They can play it. They can play with you. And then if they decide to purchase it, all their stuff transfers over. But they're to like, I think it is asking a lot of somebody to be like, hey, Iceborne just came out. You should go to the store and buy the first game because you need the first game. And then you should go to the Xbox One marketplace or the PlayStation Store, and then pay another $40 to download it. And then we can play together finally. Whereas like, just put it all in one.
Yeah.
One button or one disc. You're fine. Everything's good. It's just easy.
We just need free trials being distributed with Pizza Hut.
Okay.
In collaboration.
Well, I heard
like
Reggie.
They used to in the old days.
Reggie retired from Nintendo. So he
that
can then
back
to Pizza Hut.
There we go.
Sell us the big.
Big New Yorker, I think was
the big Anoramp.
Got it.
Then it comes with a pizza skin. For your weapons.
Perfect.
Instead of a greatsword, you just get a breadstick.
I see.
And then you charge the breadstick.
It's a giant breadstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sox, if you're listening, you let the team know that we need Pizza Hut DLC ASAP.
Get on it, please.
We have collaborated with other companies. Square Enix. The Witcher. Where's that Pizza Hut?
There was a real quick from eCapcom. There was also an edition of this that was announced in Japan that we have not seen any indication of getting. This is the tweet is in Japanese, and I used the old translate button on Twitter, and it says Monster Hunter World Ice Bones, which is how it translated Iceborne.
Oh, nice.
There is an eCapcom limited edition, and it comes with a statue of a palico that is holding something up, and what it's holding up is a small tray that is form-fitted so that it can hold up your PlayStation 4 controller for you.
This. It looked so cool.
It does look really good. It also comes with a keychain or necklace or something of a crystal with Vulcana in it. And it looks like also maybe a Volcana statue. I don't know where all of, there's so many statues in this one edition of this.
Those tiny apartments in Japan loves their big monster statues.
Gotta get those statues. I don't think probably that we're gonna get this, but I wish that we would, because it looks awesome. It is a Palico and a Poogie on the statue. Both in the new Iceborne gear. Sorry, Icebones gear.
I need your input.
Yes.
Here. You are the experts. You are the expert on the podcast of Dark Souls.
Sure.
Although every game is the Dark Souls of something.
Yes.
I noticed that a lot of people in Twitch and on Reddit referenced, is it Sekiro?
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 Yeah.
And in regards to this clutch call, claw grapple.
Sure.
Some grabby thing in Sekiro?
Yeah, so you have like an arm that you put things onto because you don't have an arm, so you put things on your arm, and it lets you do things.
All right,
it's very it very much reminded me of like the slinger from Monster Hunter. But there's other like it's similar in that it's like a, I don't know, it also kind of is like a Bionic Commando thing, right? Like. You have a bionic arm to some degree that you lets you like grapple or grab things or shoot things, or people are referencing this for the clutch claw specifically. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, the clutch claw is new.
Yeah,
man, there's like a lot to talk about, and we'll probably have to save some for next week. Like the fact that like the slinger tool could only be used while the sword and shield was out, but now we can be used for everything.
Everybody can use it.
But I think I that's a conversation we could save for a different time. I just noticed like the clutch claw was like a huge new thing that like...
It lets you cling to the monster itself, right?
Yes, and all 14 weapons will be able to do that.
That's cool to me. Okay, so I talked about when you were not... here for the when you're on vacation the most recent time, and it was Will and I talked briefly about another Capcom cult classic, Dragon's Dogma, that came out recently on the Switch as a remaster, and that is one of the things that you can do in that game is grapple onto the monsters that you're fighting, similar to Shadow of the Colossus, because you know you got to compare games to other games. That's the only way.
Yes.
To really communicate. But you can, in Dragon's Dogma, you can like grip onto monsters and climb them a little bit and just like hang on to them while you attack. And that was my initial impression of the clutch claw. I was like, oh, they're doing the Dragon's Dogma thing. And that's really awesome because I love that. I love that that's it. That part of that combat in that game makes it more exciting to me. But I guess, I mean, sure, if that reads as Sekiro to you, I mean, it's all cool to me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. That's why I was like, oh, I'll ask. I wasn't too sure, but yeah.
But that Silver Knight layered armor that you get in the Digital Deluxe does remind me of Dark Souls.
There's also a new theme that you can download in the PlayStation Store as of yesterday.
There is.
This is for you. This is off Monster Hunter's website. I know what you care about.
Okay.
As a friend and a colleague.
Yeah.
And an associate. I know that you are a sucker for physical things.
Yeah.
You're a lazy man and you like the convenience of digital. I understand. There's nothing wrong with this.
Fully, 100%.
For those in North America, GameStop and EB Games Canada, GameStop in America and EB Games in Canada will be offering a special Steelbook edition that will include only an insert for downloadable codes for Iceborne.
Thank God.
The expansion and the DLC items for PlayStation 4 called Monster Hunter World Iceborne Deluxe. So you can get your Steelbook, which I know you desperately want, but you're never going to actually use that disc inside. So they gave you a digital code. I know that that is specifically marketed towards you.
Yeah, it is.
100%.
I'm happy with that. You know, I try to collect games of specific franchises that I like, that I'm like a big fan of, Monster Hunter being one of them. And I currently have a copy of every Monster Hunter game, so like a physical copy of every Monster Hunter game, and I would feel like I was missing out. The old fear of missing out, the old FOMO, if I didn't get a physical copy to some degree of Iceborne. So this is perfect.
There you go.
That's what I'm looking for. I guess last thing maybe before we go.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I know we're missing a bunch of stuff, but rest assured we'll tackle it next week.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. Archshepherd Nergigante finally exists.
What a good weekend to save it for.
And it's this weekend.
This weekend, you build up all this hype with getting people excited for Iceborne. You know, people might not have touched their game in a couple months. But people have been asking for this.
This is the last one. This is the official content conclusion. New content conclusion, I think, for the core game. I think everything else at this point is probably going to be Iceborne. And, you know, festivals, the rotating festivals.
Yeah, you can hunt it this starting tomorrow, right? Saturday, right? The 11th, said?
May 11th. It's for the second half of the Spring Festival, which is still going on?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Yep. Till the 16th? Sure. It's still going on for at least the foreseeable next few days.
Yes. And to celebrate Nergigante, the theme that I brought up, the dynamic theme, is $2.99 on the PlayStation Store. I just checked.
There we go. That's not bad. You get I'm a sucker for dynamic themes.
Me too.
Especially when they actually change, like, the icons, the sound the icons make, the, like, background music.
They got a good music that can have on repeat for 3 hours, because I always turn my PlayStation on with the intent of playing, and then I get distracted, and then all of a sudden, 2 hours later, I'm like, this song is still playing.
Absolutely do the same thing. And at one point, I had the Final Fantasy VII Remake theme, which plays, like, the piano, like, very emotional piano music from Final Fantasy VII. And I would do that all the time. I'd turn on my PlayStation 4 with the intention of playing something and then forgetting, and just it stayed on and the music was playing. At one point, my wife asked me if I could just change the theme because the music was making her sad all the time.
Oh, man.
So this will be some good uplifting music for her to listen to while my PS4 runs for hours in the background.
That's it. I mean, there's a lot more, but we haven't even touched, like, weapons or gear or some other stuff, but we'll do it next week.
We will.
We will do it next week, rest assured. Jeez, we've been talking for 45 minutes.
We did it.
All right. Very
back
exciting.
In business.
Apologize that we're a day late, but obviously I think this was the best choice for the week. We'll be back on Thursday. I find it hard to believe that we'll have any other Monster Hunter stuff within the next week, unless there's interviews or other content. They did say more at E3. E3 is coming up. So yeah,
about a month to the date, I think.
About a month to the date, yeah. So we will see you guys in a week. If you want to follow the podcast on Twitter @CarvePodcast. If you want to follow myself on Twitter @DragonLake, follow Mike on Twitter @MicahTheBrave. Otherwise, hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And happy hunting. That's how they signed off on this.
Oh, my bad.
So I felt like I wanted to, you know, I couldn't join in with them then, so I'll join in now.
Got it.
Happy hunting.